Obviously, I was very well prepared. I knew what page I'm on, however. Kind of excited, I put myself down as number one, isn't it? It's not a very Irish thing to go, oh, I'll be number one. Anyway, I'm kind of at a funny stage with these, because I think I've read them all here at one stage or another. So,
do the Frank Waters one.
No, okay, I will do the Frank Waters one instead of the Metallica one. So again, just very quickly, what I do is I take song types from particular artists and I write pieces that are constructed entirely from the song types of that particular artist, if that makes any sense. So this one has been kind of written a little bit. I suppose one of the things that's always interested me about particularly musical artists is that so many of them start out with that drive for fame and then very quickly discover it isn't quite what you think it is. And Lady Gaga did me a huge favour by calling her first album Fame, and the second one the Fame Ones. So this is a Lady Gaga piece. Fame is something crazy and wonderful. It's an earthquake, an animal. It can spin you round, invite royal treatment, bring you to the edge of glory. But there's a fame and monster too, a Hollywood bad romance, where paparazzi fetish on the beautiful, dirty rich, and the words again, again, are Americano for bad kids. But I was born this way, and you don't give up when you're the heiress to disco heaven. No, can I find the Frank Waters one? Shit. I think it was the first one I ever wrote. Billy, thanks for putting me on the savage question.
It'll be worth it, though.
It'll be worth it. Yeah, it has to be a resounding round of applause at the end of this one. Okay. I suppose falling out of love is an elegant chaos after all. And Frank's right. Talking about you isn't paradise. It's a never-ending staircase where high is low and six becomes nine and restraints opens up landslides. But how can I exist if it's time we said goodnight? Must I learn to love myself? Forget you're the greatest? Hold on underground while the world carries on looking for America? Or should I change my way of thinking? Surrender to win? Bake us a song? Cast away the idea that you would take me through this life on pathways lined with city lights, summer evenings, and miles of turquoise gardens. I suppose falling out of love is an elegant case after all, and Frank's right. You can't take too much notice of Humphrey when the last train home on Saturday night don't stop John and Sue making you feel guilty. Isn't it time for New York?
Next up we have Dear John. So this is poem I wrote after going to an exhibition over the Crawford Art Gallery. Samuel Palmer, he does etchings and they take maybe 10 or 20 years to do. And this is it. What is it about the etchings of Samuel Palmer? At first they look calm, and then even calmer. Spear-sharp black lines in a crosshatch, every single blade of grass, every strand of a patch. Silver moonlight isolates, allows no hunger and no sting, no extreme of anything. You slowly inch along the days, strand after strand, blade after sharpened blade. Until the surge of the wave, high and slow, and the glide of the skylark, high and slow, bring peace that reclines in the lattice of lines, and the lonely tower stands content.
Thanks, dear John. Next, you have Grant March.
If I could have anything, I wouldn't settle for anything less than everything. The fabric of our society is still a rich tapestry in which each and every one of us is a unique thread connecting our diversity. Where the ordinary is the only true extraordinary that is woven into a colored multicultural cloth that wraps around our world like a warm blanket of friendships. But this very fabric of our society is under attack. The increasing demands of progress, eager for fast communication and fries, slowly rips the threads that bind us together. One by one, they snap. Care for our society is waning. Our multicultural colors are fading. Our unique identities are paling. Coca-Colaization has permanently stained this treasured textile. We live in a world where Google is the new religion that we blindly believe has all the answers, where the internet stealthily kidnaps all our creations, and it is only a matter of time before the ransom notes start appearing through our letterboxes. Our communications have been bastardized by text message acronyms that rip the very soul from our languages. Consumerist bragging about brands bully our homemade creativity. Homogeneity is the new king, and he rules with an iron fist and hammers down any nail that sticks out. But there is still time. Time to repair the broken fabric of our society. Time to rebuild the threads that connect us. Time to restore language, art, and culture. We can still connect. Connect through our individual identities. Connect through the melding of our multicultural minds. Connect through the understanding of the wonders that are all around us. Connect through the realization that we all have the key to unlock the extraordinary potential of the ordinary. If I could have anything, I would not settle for anything less than everything. Let's not give up.
This is a poem about remembering stuff. Remember when you used to have to remember stuff, like your phone number, your way home, your mother's birthday, your mother. Thankfully, that really sucked, didn't it? At least now we've got the iPhone, so that's not really a problem anymore. I outsource all my memories to machines, addresses, specifics. I long in the stuff of paper and pen. Numbers went then. The digits of colleagues and loves to a SIM card. Long the vision and arithmetic to buttons of a calculator. All was subtraction. I delegated sat navs to remember my way for me. Handsets to carry birthdays and tasks. Deadlines. Anniversaries. Next, trivia. Dates and places evaporated became droplets of the cloud as I downloaded app after app for remembering, for forgetting. I left the matching of names and faces to the I know. Swap pins for a fingerprint, transplanted recollection wholesale to a battery of servers, every disk abrim with biographies, humming with summers and Christmases. To liberate capacity, of course, brain space, cortical RAM, but mainly just to do without what memory brings. Their mockery, the guilt, the crowded dreams. And no, thank Christ. Thank Christ I remember nothing except for this. This day against night. This precaution for sleeplessness I couldn't let go of. Aisling, I'm beside you in the high ceiling, the music room. I feel welcome here in your mother's house. I feel a welcome guest as I watch your apt hands. Disdainful, aloof to themselves, to the keys, they send a mist of arpeggios through the cool and shaft-lit hallway, to the lowest terrace of the garden, to the heat-lapped lawn where Saoirse pivots and glides, rehearsing at the steps to the riverbed. The apple trees acclaim her drowsy solo, speckle her with confetti. Her blonde form is stretched in adagios, the sads, forgetful of the water's photographic stillness, of even your half-heard music. Her shoulders are pulled back and golden, she shakes a taut arc of enfolding, extends an arm sunward, turns on her toe tips, good night.
Next we have Charles Park. Copy of the Golden Treasury dates 1949 as a Christmas present. My life. I was under the impression that we were reading other people's stuff.
Next week. Next week.
I got, what is
it? You could do it this week too.
What can I do?
You can do it.
Well, I got 2 poems by, they're 2 short poems. One very well known by Robert Browning. Home Thoughts from Abroad. Oh, to be in England now that April's there. And whoever wakes in England sees some morning, unaware that the lowest bough and the brushwood sheaf round the elm tree bole are in tiny leaf, while the chaffinch sings on the orchard bough in England now. And after April, when May follows, and the white throat fills and all the swallows, hark where my blossomed pear tree in the hedge leans to the field and scatters on the clover blossoms and dewdrops at the bent spray's edge. That's the wise thrush. He sings each song twice over, lest you should think he never could recapture that first fine, careless rapture. And through the fields, and though the fields look rough with hoary dew, all will be gay when noontide wakes anew, the buttercups, the little children's dar, far brighter. And this gaudy young child. I thought this was appropriate, actually, at this particular moment, on things that are happening on the other side of the water. Mm-hmm. This couldn't be inappropriate. And Home Thoughts from the Sea, which is shorter and much more patriotic, overtly patriotic, might be said to follow. Nobly, nobly, Cape St. Vincent to the northwest died away. Sunset ran, one glorious blood red, reeking into Cadiz Bay, bluish with the burning waters, wounded face Trafalgar lay, in the dimmest northeast distance, drawn Gibraltar, grand and grey. Here and here has England helped me. How can I help England, say, who so turn as I this evening, turn to God to praise and pray, while Jove's planet rises yonder. Silent over
Africa. Thanks, Charles. Next, we have Max.
I had something to get to your complex book, which is the simplest form of the words, but I have. And it's just like
inspired by yourself, you know, a kid in the 60s. All we had for dollies were fuchsias, and we tore them asunder. And all we watched was Myrna Loy and the red shoes throwing herself on the track, the ballerina who killed herself. So just your resident of Lady Winston. So, fuchsia chassé. Okay. She jettes and pirouettes, twirls and ricochets. A little damsel in magenta underskirts, in cerise petticoats, with spindles and pumps so delicate, reaching in the wind, clinging in the storm's eyes. Bare knuckle wide in the tune of the Beaufort scale. Plucked then her little lifeline, pilfered then her little pantaloons, unsealed her peckled skirts, limbs now depleted to biped. Her new anchor now is a little pink, plump, juicy pincer grip. New twists now of recoil and unwinding in her little dying swan act, her final act, one last chassé towards heaven. Boomerangs that crash towards earth. A little trajectory of a tiny, tragic challenger in rehearsal now for her reversal of the grand order. One way courbé. Her red shoes flung upon the railway track. Fuchsia chassé passé. Yeah.
Thanks, Meg. Next to you, Patricia Walsh.
Sorry. Thank you, Mar. This is going to have a title, but I'll read it anyway. Do you adore me? Tell me no. Good want to hear of the heart's demise is a prelude necessary for hard things. Rotten from the core can mean another. In effect, my love no longer survives. And, so it happens, you know life has moved on. Don't blame me if you find you're dead and gone.
Next up, we have the man claiming to be the Carl.
I did a fairly grim one last week. This one's a bit more of a high spirit song. I'm not much of a surfer, but at best I'll try, I'll cope. There is a wave I surf from time to time. I'll take my board and paddle against the tide this time, and test my mettle, climb along the curve of all those waters, and stand, and for a moment all thoughts blur, and I'll be high. At last the tide has seen me right along the wave I surf. But mostly no, yes, mostly it's a nope. Mostly I've lost my step and crashed before the crest has broke, and I am spat upon the shore, and surf drags back along the slope, and on this dirt away from me all waters flow. And there I lie, and still, and it can take some time to clear my eyes and wearily to my feet I'll climb, and I'll say I knew this way was never really mine. And then I'll take my board and I'll walk on along the waterline. And I will find another tide, and then I'll wade into the undertow. The wave will open one more time, I'll surf along the curve, I'll fly and up, I'll surf on hope.
Aye.
Second five-word poem, but I thought the first word was match, not mash. So this is about watchmen, and that they actually changed public clocks as well. So it's a quick one, and then there's another short one afterwards. Struck the match, gas lamp lit. Only was it then it hit. Locket watch dropped, horse concertina. Idiosyncratic time novena. Time was wrong, never sorted, and so the night's work was aborted. This is called breath. Eyes dive through puddles of sky, ascend the mossy staircase, through the Romanesque arch, around the spiral, the claws of the black man fetch at my hair, almost succeeding in dragging me over the stones, until swallow dart release into the brightness of the clear blue and the breath of God upon my neck.
Thanks, Josh. Next we have the original Carl, who has now become the other Carl.
I let me do a very short one. I actually found it in my pocket, so I'm going to do it. It's something I wrote in college, it's not very serious. It's called The Poor Man's Need to Rap, so. Everything I need's what I can't afford, and it's so in my face, it's clogging my pores. Got my mind on my money, so I'm like a Dalai Lama. Emptiness and nothing, bank balance doesn't matter. I gotta make a choice, it's a life or death. Tonight I can eat or smoke cigarettes. This month I can lunch or I can pay the rent. I'm like Tigger, motherfucker, cause I bounce my checks. I'm broken at the heart of Davy Jones, or Anakin's arm in Attack of the Clones. Broken than the hero's dark and tragic past. A wily coyote in a fool, a body cast.
It's called Critical Mass. In nomine Patri, Filii, et Nos Sanctus Spiritus. All the boys are here, wearing the robes, properly too. Coming in all size and shape, they are all there high, longing little angels, in fact, little demons wearing a mask, if you look from the right angle. The cardinal prays to be granted strength, and the boys smile all in accord, as he begins his sermon of length. What they mean is not no hope to the Lord. And God made the woman, and most of the kids have not seen yet. And he made hair grow before man, wood rise before the field yet green. Because his ways cannot be understood, they sing to him in a dead language, internally laughing about the robe under which stood, and poke the definite sign of teenage. One seemed still quite innocent. That one will bloom later. Some grow a bush, some other will give scented flowers. For now, it is just a young boy, singing his faith in Latin. He's no pest, not to be priest. Only a slow bloomer, a late teen. Some worried about his leaning, but in his inside will burn the same hellfire, cooking angels into men, meaning there is something unholy in the quiet.